Growth rarely looks like growth at first. In fact, it can feel like the furthest thing from progress. Isn't that true? You set a new goal, you get excited, you decide it's time for change. The first few days, maybe even the first few weeks, you're putting in more effort than ever. But what's happening? Not much, at least not on the surface. I remember the first time I tried to get in shape, walked out to the track, started jogging, huffing and puffing, muscles aching, feeling every bit of that old routine holding me back. Came back home, looked in the mirror, no difference. Next day, out again. Same effort, same story. By the end of the week, I'm working harder than ever, and the scale hasn't budged. The mirror doesn't care. Friends can't tell. Now, why is that? Because in the early stages, effort always exceeds visible reward. It's the illusion of slow progress, and it's a powerful illusion too. This is where most people quit. They mistake foundation building for failure. You ever seen that happen? Maybe you've done it yourself. Started something new, worked hard for a week or two, but because you couldn't see the results, you started to wonder if it was even worth it. That's the trick the early stage plays on us. You're laying bricks, but you can't see the building yet. You're watering seeds, but the ground looks just the same as it did yesterday. You tell yourself, I should be further along by now. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe this plan just doesn't work. But if you stick around long enough, you realize something. All the work you do in the beginning, all that sweat and repetition is never wasted. It's the foundation. If the foundation is weak, everything else falls. If the foundation is strong, the rest can rise. But here's the thing. The foundation is invisible. It's just like learning a new language. The first few months, you fumble through words, you struggle with grammar, you feel foolish every time you open your mouth. Progress, hardly visible. But underneath, something is happening. Connections are being made. Muscle memory is forming. Confidence is being built, brick by invisible brick. You know, I've seen it in business too. You open the doors, you're ready for the crowds. And what happens? Not much. A trickle of customers, maybe. Some days, none. You go home at night and you start to doubt. Did I make a mistake? But while you're busy worrying, you're learning. You're figuring out the systems. You're refining your approach. Each day is a lesson, each problem a teacher. It's easy to look at the great successes, the flourishing businesses, the talented musicians, the fit and healthy, and think it was always that way. But what you don't see is the months, even years, of slow, invisible progress. The effort that exceeded the reward day after day. The real challenge is to trust the process when you can't see the results. That's the illusion of slow progress. It's not slow. It's just hidden. Like the roots of a tree growing strong and deep before you ever see the branches reach for the sky. And the real tragedy? Most people quit right here. They walk away during the invisible phase, never knowing how close they were to a breakthrough. They abandon the garden before the first sprout. So here's the question. When you find yourself in that early stage, when growth feels slow or even absent, can you remind yourself that what's invisible is just as important as what's visible? Can you keep laying bricks, keep watering seeds, keep building a foundation that nobody else can see? That's the first test of any worthwhile pursuit. Growth rarely looks like growth at first, but that's exactly why it's so powerful when it finally appears. Now let's talk about the law of the curve. You see, every bit of progress in life, real progress, follows a certain pattern. It isn't a straight line, not in business, not in relationships, not in personal development. It's a curve. Sometimes that curve feels more like a flat line, doesn't it? But if you look closely, you'll notice something fascinating. The curve has a life of its own. Think back to learning any valuable skill. At the start, the learning curve is gentle, almost horizontal. You're investing effort, but the gains are tiny. You try, you practice, you stumble. Results are slow to show. But keep at it. Eventually, there's a bend in the road, a turning point, where effort starts to compound, quietly and almost magically. I remember the first time I started reading books seriously. Picked up one, then another. At first, it felt like I wasn't any wiser after two or three. But then, one day, I caught myself quoting an idea in conversation. Not because I'd rehearsed it, but because it had settled somewhere deep. The information was compounding just below the surface. That's how the law of the curve works. At first, results are invisible, almost silent. Days turn into weeks, weeks into months, and the line barely moves. Most people get frustrated during this stretch. They want instant returns. They want fireworks. But fireworks are what you get at the top of the curve, not the bottom. If you could plot your progress on a graph, you'd see it. Slow, steady, then suddenly a sharp rise. That's the power of compounded effort. Skills, habits, and results compound quietly. Each repetition, each page read, every call made, every hour invested in your craft, they all stack up, even when you can't see them. Take saving money, for example. You start putting away a little each month. At first, the balance grows slowly, but then comes interest. The eighth wonder of the world, someone once called it. Compounding is quiet at first, almost boring. But over time, it transforms nickels and dimes into fortunes. The curve begins to rise. And it doesn't rise gradually. It rises sharply, almost catching you by surprise. Why is that? Because the breakthrough always comes after long stretches of steady discipline. That's the secret. The curve is only invisible to those who quit too soon. The rest discover that patience, combined with consistent action, always pays dividends. And here's something I want you to remember. All progress follows this curve. Relationships do too. The first conversations, the awkwardness, the uncertainty. Then, if you stick with it, trust grows. And suddenly the relationship accelerates. The same goes for leadership, for building a business, for learning an instrument. Invisible, gradual, then exponential. So the next time you catch yourself thinking, this is taking too long, remind yourself that every worthwhile endeavor climbs a curve. The key is to stay with it long enough to see the bend, to reach that point where things begin to compound. I love how nature reminds us of this law. The bamboo tree is one of my favorite examples. For years, you water and nurture the seed. Nothing happens. No sign of growth. 5 years, just watering dirt. Then suddenly, in a matter of weeks, the bamboo shoots up to the sky. Was it growing only during those weeks? No, it was growing the entire time. Underground, building roots, preparing for a breakthrough. So ask yourself, what curve are you climbing right now? Are you patient enough to stay the course, even when progress is silent? Because the day will come, if you stay steady, when that curve will turn, and everything you've built will show up in a rush. That's the law of the curve. Invisible, gradual, then exponential. Now, before anyone ever sees the results, before the applause, the recognition, the visible success, there's always the hidden work phase. It's the quiet part of the journey, where you show up when no one is watching. This is where the seeds of greatness are sown, watered, and given time to grow. Think about the athlete, out on the track before sunrise. No cameras, no cheering crowds, just the sound of footsteps, breath in the air, the repetition of drills, that look almost boring to the untrained eye. Or the entrepreneur, burning the midnight oil, working out systems, poring over numbers, trying to solve one more problem before calling it a night. That's the hidden work phase. Reading, studying, practicing, saving. Each small action adds invisible layers of potential waiting to surface. You pick up a book, and it doesn't feel like much. You finish a chapter, maybe take a note or two. But finish another and another, and soon enough, you're thinking new thoughts. You're using new language. The compound effect is working for you, even if you can't see it yet. I've had young people come up to me, frustrated. They tell me, I'm putting in the hours, I'm doing the work, but nothing's happening. I say, trust the process. It's in those unseen hours, the early mornings and late nights, that the foundation is built. Every page read, every conversation with a mentor, every hour spent refining your skills. These are deposits in an account that will one day pay out in ways you can't even imagine. Nobody applauds you for going to the library. Nobody gives a standing ovation when you wake up early to review your notes. The world celebrates the finished product, but greatness is forged in the obscurity of preparation. The greats in any field have always understood this. They stay faithful to the practice long before the world is ready to give them credit. That's why it's so important to keep doing the right things, especially when they feel small. The small disciplines, the daily practices, they might not look like much now, but each one is adding another layer. Every repetition is another stroke on the canvas. Think about the concert pianist. Hours of scales, drills, and exercises that seem monotonous. But when it's time for the performance, all those hours come together. The music flows. The fingers know where to go. The world marvels at the performance, but the pianist remembers the practice. The same is true in business. The long days of making calls, the endless meetings, the quiet hours spent reviewing the books, each one, another layer added, each one, building the strength to handle the rush of success when it finally comes. And here's the lesson. The hidden work is never wasted. The day will come when all those invisible layers break through the surface. People will call it luck or overnight success, but you'll know. You'll remember the mornings you showed up, the nights you kept going, the times you almost quit, but didn't. So don't resent the hidden work phase. Embrace it. That's where you're making the real progress. That's where you become the person worthy of the success you're chasing. Keep reading, keep practicing, keep saving, keep studying. Each action adds up. Each day builds on the last. The hidden work phase is not a punishment. It's a privilege. It's the proving ground for everything that comes next. Now, I want to talk about belief, especially belief during what I call the flat line. It's that stretch where you're giving your best. You're showing up day after day. And yet, if you were to chart your results, they wouldn't seem to budge. That's when the doubts begin to creep in. You start to wonder if this is worth it, if you're cut out for it, if maybe you misjudged the whole thing. I've seen it happen to the best of people, talented, hardworking, sincere. They start off strong, full of excitement and drive. The first week, the first month, they're all in. But when the results don't match the effort, when the graph of progress looks more like a flat line than a rising curve, something changes. The fire dims. The energy fades. The question becomes, who will keep believing in the absence of proof? That's the separator right there. Winners keep faith during the slow stretch. They understand a simple but crucial idea. Results always lag behind effort. Just because you can't see it happening doesn't mean it isn't happening. The seeds are growing underground. The roots are spreading out. The foundation is settling in. I remember years ago, trying to grow my first business. I'd show up early, stay late, put in the hours, do everything I knew how. For a long time, it felt like I was moving in circles. Some days, it was hard to stay positive, hard to keep believing when the phone didn't ring, when the orders didn't come. But there was a little voice that said, keep going, stay the course. The results are on their way. What I learned was this. Consistency through discouragement is the true test of maturity. Anyone can stay committed when the sun is shining, when applause is ringing out, when everything's going your way. That's easy. But who can show up in the rain? Who can keep the faith when the crowd is silent, when the scoreboard hasn't changed? That's what separates those who make it from those who don't. It's not talent, not luck, not even opportunity. It's the ability to keep believing during the flatline. Because soon enough, if you stick with it, the curve will turn. The results will show. But only for those who stayed the course when it would have been easier to give up. I've watched people step away from something just before it was about to break through. All because they mistook the flat line for the finish line. They thought, if it hasn't happened by now, maybe it never will. They never understood that the magic happens right after the hardest part, right after the test of belief. You see, the marketplace, life, nature, they all have their own timing. You can't plant in the spring and harvest the next day. There's a waiting period, a flat line, where the work is invisible and the harvest is yet to come. And that's where belief matters most. So the challenge is to keep your belief alive during the slow stretch. Feed your mind with good ideas. Remind yourself of your reasons. Find people who encourage your faith, who remind you of the curve, who know that results are always on their way if you stay consistent. If you can pass the test of belief during the flat line, you'll be ready for the surge that comes next. Because that's how the growth curve works. It's quiet, it's slow, and then, all at once, it's everywhere. But only for those who didn't quit, who kept the faith when it mattered most. Now, this is what I call the invisible multiplier, momentum. There's a special moment that comes in every journey, whether it's personal growth, building a business, learning a new skill, or saving for your future. It's the moment when all those invisible efforts, those daily disciplines, start to create their own energy. Suddenly things feel different. What was once uphill now feels like it's picking up speed. At first, momentum is hard to come by. It's all push, all discipline, all decision. Every morning you have to convince yourself to get up, to show up, to do what needs to be done. Each step takes willpower. But then after a while, sometimes when you least expect it, there's a shift. What used to feel heavy starts to feel lighter. I remember the first time I noticed this with my own health habits. Those first few weeks, dragging myself out the door for a walk or a run felt like climbing a mountain. But after a month or two, something changed, became a habit, then a craving, then a joy. It was no longer a battle of willpower. It was a force of momentum carrying me along. Momentum is what happens when discipline compounds into desire. The actions that once required conscious effort become automatic. It's the invisible multiplier working in your favor. Suddenly, you're doing more than you thought possible, with less effort than you imagined. You see, confidence grows with momentum. Each little win, each day you stick with your plan, each time you see a tiny result, that's fuel for your belief. Discipline, once so hard, becomes easier. The curve turns upward. Others might look at you and wonder how you're doing it, but you know, You've been paying the price, making deposits, and now the account is starting to pay interest. Think about the snowball at the top of the hill. At first, it's just a handful of snow. It takes work to get it rolling. But with each turn, it picks up more snow, more speed, more force. Before you know it, you can barely stop it if you tried. That's momentum. That's what happens in any area of life when you stay consistent long enough. Here's the beauty of momentum. It's contagious. One area of progress spills into another. Start reading more, and you find yourself thinking better. Start getting healthier, and your energy improves at work. Start saving a little, and suddenly you're wiser with every dollar. Momentum multiplies the effect of every positive action. But you have to earn it. Momentum doesn't show up on day one or even day 10. It's reserved for those who prove they can be trusted with the small disciplines. For those who keep showing up day in and day out, whether it's raining or the sun is shining. And once you have it, protect it. Ride the wave, but don't take it for granted. Keep doing what got you there. Feed your momentum with more discipline, more good choices, more of what works. Remember, momentum is the invisible multiplier. It can work for you or against you. If you fall into negative patterns, momentum will pull you down just as quickly as it can lift you up. That's why it pays to be intentional about your habits, your thoughts, your daily actions. So here's the invitation. Do the hard work until the hard work gets easier. Stay with the plan until the plan starts working for you. There's nothing like that moment when the curve turns and momentum kicks in. Suddenly, you're not just moving forward, you're being propelled. And that's when the journey gets exciting. That's when progress, which once felt so slow, starts to explode. And here's the turning point that separates those who win from those who wander. Adjusting instead of abandoning. You see, no matter how well you plan, how consistent you are, or how much momentum you've built, there comes a time when results stall. Progress slows down. The numbers flatline. The enthusiasm dips. And here's the temptation. When things stop working, the average person throws out the whole plan. They abandon the goal. But winners, those who truly understand the growth curve, know better. They don't change the goal, they change the method. That's the secret. Refinement replaces frustration. I remember early in my career working on a project that just wouldn't take off. Tried one approach after another. Days of effort with little to show for it. The temptation was strong to say, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe the idea is wrong. But then I realized the goal didn't need to change. The approach did. Maybe it was a different message, a different audience, a small adjustment to the timing, just a little shift in strategy, and suddenly things started to move. Too many people, when faced with obstacles, assume the dream was wrong. So they tear it up, move on to the next thing. What they never realize is most goals are perfectly good goals. What's missing is a willingness to adjust. Sometimes it's a tweak. Sometimes it's a total overhaul of your approach. But rarely is it the goal itself that's the problem. Think about the pilot flying cross country. The plane is off course most of the time, adjusting a degree here, a degree there. But with every correction, it stays on track. Imagine if the pilot, halfway through the flight, said, well, we're off course. Might as well turn around and go home. Doesn't make sense, does it? And yet that's how a lot of people approach their ambitions. They abandon the flight instead of making the small course corrections. When results stall, ask yourself, what could be adjusted? Is it the strategy, the schedule, the people you're learning from? Maybe it's the daily routine. Sometimes it's as simple as changing the time of day you work on your goals or switching up your environment. Maybe it's asking for feedback from someone who's already traveled this road. I've seen people turn everything around with just one small change. A new morning routine, a fresh piece of information, a bit of advice, a willingness to humble themselves and ask, what can I do differently? That's the key, staying flexible while staying committed. And don't let frustration make your decisions for you. Frustration clouds the mind. It tells you, give up, when what you really need is a new approach. Every curve flattens from time to time, but it can be revived with a little ingenuity, a little openness to change. So, next time you hit a wall, don't burn down the house. Don't let impatience ruin what could be an incredible story. Adjust the plan. Try a new tactic. Get creative. Most importantly, stay loyal to the vision, even if the method needs work. Remember, progress is rarely a straight line. The winners are not those who never face setbacks. They're the ones who refuse to quit when things get tough. They adjust, they learn, they grow. They keep the curve alive, even when it feels like nothing is moving. That's the power of refinement. That's how you keep the dream alive. Not by abandoning, but by adjusting. Now, there's a danger that's a little more subtle, but just as real, the danger of premature comfort. You see, after all that struggle, after the slow start and the hidden work and the wading through the flat line, there comes a time when the curve finally takes off. Results show up. The bank account grows. The business takes off. The health improves. The applause starts. And it feels good. But here's the trap. Many people, right at that moment, make a critical mistake. They stop doing what built their success. They let up on the habits, the disciplines, the little things that made all the difference. The curve, which was shooting upward, starts to flatten again. Not because the opportunity has vanished, but because comfort crept in. I've seen it time and time again. Someone works for years to build a business. They hustle, they sacrifice, they grow. The profits roll in, and suddenly they're taking longer lunches, skipping meetings, letting standards slide just a little. It doesn't look dangerous at first. In fact, it feels like a reward. But soon enough, the energy fades and the numbers stall. The same happens in health. Someone gets fit, feels great, and starts skipping the workouts that got them there. 6 months later, they're wondering what happened. It's human nature. We all want to rest on our laurels, to enjoy the fruits of our labor, and we should celebrate our wins. But winners understand that celebration is a pit stop, not a parking spot. The habits that built your success are the same habits that will keep you successful. I remember a time in my life when I let up after a win, thought I deserved a little extra comfort, a little more relaxation. Before long, I noticed my results starting to slip. The edge was gone. The momentum slowed. It was a lesson I never forgot. Don't confuse achievement with a rival. There's always another level. Always more to learn. More to give. More to become. If you want to keep the curve rising, keep feeding it with the disciplines that brought you here. The same daily actions, the same hunger for improvement, the same respect for the process. Comfort is a beautiful place to visit, but it's a terrible place to stay. What separates the truly great from the average is that the great keep doing what works, even after they've arrived. They understand that success is rented, not owned, and the rent is due every day. So as you experience growth, as your curve takes off, take time to enjoy it. Celebrate your wins, share your success, inspire others. But don't fall into the trap of premature comfort. Don't let up on the disciplines. Don't stop growing just because you're winning. Remember, the curve flattens for those who forget what built the momentum in the first place, but it keeps rising for those who maintain their habits. Keep learning, keep striving, even when it would be easy to coast. That's the lesson. Winners maintain their habits, even when winning. That's how the best keep getting better, year after year, breakthrough after breakthrough. Okay, I've talked about this before in my exceptional living seminars. This is where all the pieces come together, the compound effect. See, growth never truly ends. It compounds. Each discipline you practice reinforces the next, creating geometric returns over time. The secret is simple. Stay consistent long enough for the curve to turn in your favor, and you'll experience the power of compounding like nothing else. People often underestimate what can happen in a year or 5 years or 10 of steady progress. They want the big leap, the instant reward, but the real treasures come from the compounding of small, wise choices made every single day. One good decision leads to another. One book read opens the door to another. One healthy meal makes the next one easier. Every act of discipline sets the stage for the next. Over time, these choices don't just add up. They multiply. I've seen this in every area of life. Financially, the little bit you save, the little bit you invest starts off slow. But you keep adding, you keep compounding, and suddenly the numbers start to move in ways that surprise you. You look back, and what seemed impossible at first has become inevitable. It works the same in relationships. Take care of the small moments. Show appreciation. Give encouragement. Make time for important conversations. Those moments build trust, and trust multiplies over the years. Before you know it, you've built something strong, something enduring. In business, it's the daily calls, the constant learning, the willingness to adapt and adjust. Each day, each effort, another layer. The business compounds, the skills compound, and so does your confidence. That's the compounding life. And here's the most exciting part. When you stay consistent, life starts to work for you instead of against you. You build a reputation. You attract opportunities. People want to help you, to do business with you, to follow your example. Suddenly, the world seems to open up in ways you never could have predicted. That's the hidden reward of consistency. Compound interest on your character, your skills, your relationships, your resource. But it all comes back to the same principle. Don't quit during the flat line. Don't get lazy during the surge. And never stop doing the things that work. Let your disciplines stack, one on top of the other, day after day, year after year. Remember, the compounding life isn't reserved for the lucky or the gifted. It belongs to anyone willing to show up, pay the price, and keep going long enough for the curve to bend. The rewards are waiting for those who are faithful with the small things. You look at someone with great results and you might say, that person's just lucky. But what you're really seeing is years of compounded discipline, layered day by day. Quietly at first, then all at once. The secret is consistency over time. The payoff is geometric, not arithmetic. And it's available to anyone in this room who decides to live by the law of the curve. So make the decision today. Live the compounding life. Plant the seeds, water them daily, and trust the process. The day will come when the curve turns in your favor and all your quiet effort bursts into visible, unstoppable growth.